After producing hundreds of comedy shows across Philadelphia, the creators of $5 Comedy Week are getting ready to open a theater of their own in Center City. Rob Zavatsky reports on the dawn of the Good Good Comedy Theater.
Kate Banford and Aaron Nevin's Kickstarter campaign raised more than $12,000 in less than 48 hours for their planned Good Good Comedy Theater. Banford and Nevin say they've enjoyed putting on shows at places such as Philomoka, a former mausoleum showroom on 12th Street near Callow Hill, but have concluded lacking a permanent home has kept them from building larger audiences. Nevin says the new place will have the same singular rule as they had during their $5 comedy week.
You could do whatever you want, but the one thing you couldn't do was do a show that was just stand-up or just sketch or just improv.
Banford says by blurring the lines between genres, comedians are forced to try new approaches.
It, like, combines improv, sketch, stand-up, storytelling, or whatever other weird thing you do, or it's something completely its own.
On a recent Wednesday night, people were lined up outside Philomoka hoping to catch one of Good Good Comedy's non-traditional shows. Dungeon Pals is a live game of Dungeons & Dragons played by a panel of comedians and randomly selected audience members.
So what do you guys do? You're surrounded by guys.
We should all get under the sheet and act like we're one of them.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Veteran stand-up comedian Paul F. Tompkins got his start in Philadelphia way back in 1986. He says having a theater like the one Banford and Nevin's envisioned would have had a huge impact on his career when he was trying to get a break.
People are always wanting to tell you what the rules are of stand-up, and this is how you succeed in the clubs, and this is what you have, quote-unquote, have to do. Just to know that if I had a crazy idea, I could go to someone, I could pitch them and say, I want to make this into a show, and someone would be able to say, yeah, I think you should develop that, and you should figure out what it's going to be, and then you should do it.
Greg Mann, who started the Philly Improv Theater, is encouraging the project, but warns Nevins and Banford they can't possibly anticipate all the hats they will have to wear running their own theater.
Well, it's everything from realizing that you're the person that cleans up the bathroom if someone throws up to, discovering that you're going to become a human resources professional or discovering that you're going to become a bookkeeper.
Blanca Ziska says the Good Good Project shows how much the Philadelphia theater scene is growing. Ziska knows a thing or two about starting a theater and creating productions that challenge conventions. In 1981, she was the founding artistic director of the Wilma Theater and has been there ever since.
Now we are having this really amazing, fruitful situation when theater and performing arts is happening in a huge way around the city. A lot of small companies are being created, and there is this really great fermentation going on.
Aaron Nevins hopes the Good Good Comedy Theater will help expand Philadelphia's repertoire, proving it is a great comedy city.
Philly has some of the greatest comedians in the world, and they're out doing something right now, and it might even only cost me $5 to go see it.
After raising more than double what they sought in the Kickstarter campaign, Banford and Nevins hope to open their venue this summer. They signed a lease and say it will be in Center City, but they are keeping the address a secret until their request for a zoning variance is granted. For WHYY, I'm Rob Zavatsky.